Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, O my soul, Jehovah, praise. I will sing the glorious praises of my God through all my days. And what follows, Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Jeremiah, the 13th chapter, the verses 1 through 21. Jeremiah 13, the first 21 verses. Thus saith the Lord unto me, go and get thee a linen girdle, and put it upon thy loins, and put it not in water. So I got a girdle according to the word of the Lord, and put it on my loins. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arise. Go to Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. So I went and hid it by Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And it came to pass after many days, that the Lord said unto me, arise, go to Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence, which I commanded thee to hide there. Then I went to Euphrates and digged, and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it, and behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah, and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not hear. Therefore thou shalt speak unto them this word, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they shall say unto thee, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? Then shalt thou say unto them, thus said the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, saith the Lord, I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. Hear ye, and give ear, be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while ye look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. As say unto the king and to the queen, humble yourselves, sit down, for your principality shall come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and none shall open them. Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it. It shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes and behold them that come from the north. Where is the flock that was given thee, thy beautiful flock? What wilt thou say when he shall punish thee? For thou hast taught them to be captains and as chief over thee. Shall not sorrow stake thee as a woman in travail? Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to pray. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is thy doing that in this serious and solemn time, that in this country, on a day that has been set aside, that there may yet be a people, fathers and mothers, children and youth, that may come up to thy house to sing thy praises, even with their lips, and to place themselves under thy word and eternal testimony. Surely an offense and a thorn in the eyes of the devil, that on this day, that of the children of men, who in their covenant had Adam, have given the right hand of fellowship, that they may still come up to thy house. And the devil believes, he knows it, that thou wast promised to dwell in thy house, where two or three are gathered in my name. There I am in the midst of them, ah Lord. May we be given to see the blessing and the privilege where thou maketh a difference with most of the people upon the face of the earth. It is possible that also in this day that the devil has whispered into many ears that it is not so necessary and not so profitable. Possible that he has succeeded. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee that thou may dwell richly amongst us. The psalmist has said, a broken and a contrite heart, that is also required in that basket, that thou wilt not despise. Lord, may we be humbled under all thy goodness, all thy mercies, also in this day where thou hast made a great difference where there is no difference. And on such a day of thanksgiving, then we do well to remember the great numbers and that of less than we do, Lord. And then thou wast provided food and drink, and there are many in this day upon the earth that would be so glad, that would be so happy with what was left over on our tables. To that end, we remember the hungry ones, the starving ones, places upon the face of the earth where there was drought, where there was flooding, where there were great storms of destruction. And to that end, there is much want and much hunger. Then thou wast given unto us and our children a sanctuary where we may gather, not possible in many countries upon the earth, also in the past season, then in different places, then sanctuaries have been destroyed. Many countries where there is persecution, where they cannot come up freely to worship in thy house, who must gather together in secret places with fear and trembling, Lord. We commend unto thee all the homeless ones, the destitute ones, the addicted ones, great numbers in prison, great numbers in institutions of mercy. And what maketh us to differ, ah, Lord, who maketh us to differ? And that is thou alone, and to that end, ah, may thou receive thanksgiving, and may it not only be with the lips, but may there be a people amongst us, a soft and a humble heart, with a profound impression of what we deserve. But, ah, Lord, there is mercy with thee, and that is possible through thy dear Son. May then the high praises rise up into the heavens from amongst us and our children. And then there are countries where there is war, where there is strife, so much death, so much destruction, discouragement, despair, and notwithstanding all the sins of our country, then we may still live in relative peace. Although the enmity against thy word, thy law, against thy Son, that is greatly on the increase, ah, Lord. When we are not smitten with blindness, then the handwriting is on the wall, and that persecution shall come. Where there is much preparation, Satan has only a short time. But, O King of the Church, then thou wert still reigning, and thou wert still gathering a church. Ah, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou remember us and our children to that end? Because surely thou maketh a difference, great multitudes, that if not thy word, that if not the truth of thy word, great numbers in our country, a thanksgiving day, without God in their thoughts, and without coming up to thy house, but that are living for self and for the pleasures of the time, with no impression that they have a never-dying soul, that they shall have to meet thee, ah, Lord. And then we do well to examine our hearts, how it is with us. Lord, to that end we humbly beg of thee, that in this season, may it be in this evening hour, that thou may grant a rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, and that thou may bless thy word in the family circles, in the church, and in our Christian school. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, O Lord. Do work from generation to generation, but forget not the older ones, and do remember the elderly ones. Wilt also bless thy word in the established churches, the persecuted church among the Jewish people, and also upon the mission field. And then in this day, then we commend our poor country unto thee. Wilt thou remember federally, provincially, and locally, O Lord, do remember our community. Pour out thy Holy Spirit. May thy word have a place, and may it have authority. And may we and our children, may we be as the salt of the earth, and also the light upon a hill, also in the midst of our community. O Lord, then by renewal, then we lay before thee the many temporal needs. Thou hast taught thy church to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. May it please thee to continue to supply the daily bread for us and our children. Wilt thou help husbands and fathers to that end? Wilt thou keep from harm and from danger? May it be in dependency upon thee. But do also help the mothers in the home, the daytime, the night watches. O Lord, we commend unto thee all the widowers, widows, half orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Do continue to remember and uphold them, grant a place at thy footstool. The sick and the afflicted, the handicapped daughter in the hospital, and the mother that is being taken back to the hospital in this evening hour. May the means be blessed, all under the physician's care. Those taking treatments, weakness and difficulties of the mind, crosses and burdens, scars, addictions and temptations, we commend unto the prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, we now humbly ask thee by renewal for a few words to speak to that end. Do open thy testimony, grant Aaron's and hers. May thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou remember everything that we forget? Oh, forget it not. Bless what stands in need of thy blessing, and our Lord, we all need thy blessing for all things, all places, all circumstances. May we be more a begging people at thy throne of grace. And then it is needful that we receive eyes to be given to see all thy goodness and thy mercies. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 123, the three stanzas. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within and what follows. Psalter 123, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Jeremiah 13, the verses 15, 16, and 17. Hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while ye look for light, he turneth into the shadow of death and maketh gross darkness. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Our text words speak of Jeremiah's fourfold summons for Thanksgiving Day under threatening judgments, with four thoughts. In the first place, an urgent summons to listen to the Lord's word. Secondly, a timely summons requesting the Lord's glory. Thirdly, a gloomy summons concerning the Lord's judgments. And in the fourth place, a sorrowful summons from the heart of the Lord's prophet. Jeremiah's fourfold summons for Thanksgiving Day under threatening judgments, an urgent summons to listen to the Lord's word, a timely summons requesting the Lord's glory, a gloomy summons concerning the Lord's judgments, and in the fourth place, a sorrowful summons from the heart of the Lord's prophet. Beloved congregation, we read in verse 16, give glory to the Lord your God. And then we read two befores. Thus that means that in the time of Jeremiah, that haste was necessary for the children of Israel, that they may give glory to the Lord their God, because the Lord is a jealous God of his honor, and it is so needful. What a blessing it is when on Thanksgiving Day, when there may be souls exercised with the King's kingdom and his glory, the prophet Jeremiah, he was called to prophesy in very serious times. It was a time that is very similar to our time. Although at the beginning, the Lord deals so tenderly with his people and with his servants, that at the beginning, because congregation in whose reign did the prophet Jeremiah begin to prophesy? That was in the reign of King Uzziah. And boys and girls, he was not so old, 8 years old, when he became king. Our children in my midst that are 8 years old, and then you can understand that he had many older helpers to be king. But then we read something more and very special. In the 8th year of his reign, 16 years old, that by the grace of God, that he began to seek the Lord. How is it with those that are 16 years old? Have you now begun to seek the Lord? To become a soldier of Jesus Christ. And then we read in the 12th year of his reign that he began a great reformation, because when the Lord begins that good work and we see the sinfulness of sin, how that God is dishonored and that he is so worthy to be served, then we have the desire that all people will live according to that word. Thus he began a great reformation. And then a year after, in the 13th year, 627 B.C., then Jeremiah began to prophesy. And then 5 years later, then they have found the book of the law. And in that book it was written that great judgments would come upon that people. Then the king has inquired, it would not be in his time. But then after King Uzziah, 39 years old, killed in battle, a great mourning. And after the death of King Uzziah, Jehoiakim, and Zedekiah, all kings that did not fear the Lord, and so that people departed further and further from the Lord, making themselves ripe for the judgments of the Lord. And even with that reformation of Uzziah, then we are given to see fathers and mothers, what a responsibility. Then the prophet, we read in 2 Kings 23, verse 26, that in the time of that reformation, then the Lord has said, notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him with, all. Thus, what a responsibility. Oh, in this time, Manasseh was in heaven. Lord has converted him in prison, but on account of all the sins that he was responsible for, the wrath of the Lord would not be turned away. Jeremiah is called a weeping prophet. He has wept so bitterly. Oh, he was given to preach. He was given to beg, exhort, promises of the Lord that people would return. They have become proud. They trusted, Jeremiah 7, verse 4, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. And they did not turn from their evil ways. Is that not a picture of our country? And when we read the book of Jeremiah, then we live in a much more evil time. When we think of all the terrible sins, and we are part of this country, and then how is it with us and our children? 1 Peter 4, verse 17, the time has come, the judgments begin at the house of God. In the time of Jeremiah was a remnant that had great respect for God's word, that did not have an idol in their home, that did not worship them. And so we may still have families, young and old, that have great respect for God's word, but are there not also families where there is much compromise and where it is evident that there is much world conformity? And now we read in our text, "Hear ye and give ear." And that was upon what has taken place in Oriental lands. Then many times they speak with symbolic actions. And so we have heard it. The Lord has commanded that he must get a girdle. That is a belt, boys and girls, you can remember from the armor of the Christian soldier. And then he was to get a belt made of linen, but he was not to put it in water, not to be washed. So that belt that remained stiff, that was a picture of the people of Israel and not so clean. And then secondly, the Lord spoke unto the prophet Jeremiah, prophet, you must leave the land of Israel and you must go to the river Euphrates, and the closest is approximately 600 kilometers. Thus then the prophet has left. What that must have been for the children of Judah. Oh, undoubtedly there were those that were glad, because then they did not have to listen to his exhortations and warnings and telling of the judgments that would come. On the other hand, there was a remnant that was sad. Undoubtedly, boys and girls have asked their father and mother, father, mother, where has the prophet now remained? And they did not know. They did not know when he would come back. Is there a people that live under such circumstances? A silent God, awful condition, is the worst. Even worse when the Lord punishes and chastises. Oh, are there souls that have to do on this Thanksgiving Day with a silent God, that it has become so still, and how do we live with it? And then the prophet was commanded to put that girdle, that belt, in a hole of a rock, and then he returned. And then maybe the boys and girls that by renewal is his father and mother, where did the belt of the prophet remain? And they did not have an answer. And that belt, that was a picture of the children of Judah. That is, Jeremiah put that belt around his waist, as so that people had a special place with the Lord. We read thereof, for as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, as so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel, and the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory. That is now the picture of the children of Judah, because those children of Judah, they had much to do with the honor and glory of the Lord, how they would walk. And then by renewal, the Lord said, prophet, now you must return to the river. We do not hear that Jeremiah has complained. Jeremiah says, Lord, it's too far. I have went there once. No, immediate obedience. He left by renewal, and then he retrieved that belt. Seeing the river had overflowed, it was covered with silt, it was marred, it was good for nothing. And that was now the picture of the children of Judah. The Lord would take them into captivity, and for the greater part, they would not learn. And now in our text, we have heard of more solemn things, that people would become intoxicated with the pleasures of the world, with things which were not edifying, not profitable. And in verse 14, that when that people would not return unto their God, that great judgments would come. Hear ye and give ear. What solemn expressions that we read in the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 5, verse 9 and 29, and in chapter 9, verse 9, shall I not visit the people for these things? And shall my soul not be avenged on a nation as this is? Oh, then we hear in Jeremiah 22, verse 29, O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. Oh, with the prophet Jeremiah, there was a sense. Oh, it was out of the bottom of his heart. It was the love for his people and the love for the glory of his God. It was with a profound impression. No, Jeremiah was truly, he did not bring a message which he did not believe, but he was given to believe it. No, the prophets of old, they were not like a postman that has delivered a letter, a message from the living God to the people, but they were saturated with the contents of that letter. Oh, with the love for the people, for their deliverance and for their safety, and therefore the urgency out of love, a sense of the danger. And congregation, do we not live in similar times? Sin multiplying, unborn murdered, Sabbath day desecrated, the seventh commandment trampled upon, churches empty, many of the inhabitants never open their Bible. And when we think, oh, elections have been held in this past season, a prime minister that attends a pride parade, then are not the judgments hovering low over us? And then how do we live with it? No congregation, not to make you too discouraged, because the King still reigneth. We have proof thereof, that in this evening hour the doors of the sanctuary may be opened. But when we see everything that has taken place, when we think of the laws that are being formulated, there are laws on the books already that shall be used against Christians, the hate crime speech law. Some years ago, the law concerning counseling, transgenderism, and when we see it, not so long ago, a Christian singer, we leave the word Christian for what it was, but against the movement of transgenderism. And then there were many buildings that were closed for him. Different counties have forbidden that he may come in their county, Montreal, in one of those counties. Then a church has invited him to come, and they were fined $2,500. Do we then not see the writing on the wall? Oh, then we do well to study the history of the Huguenots before the St. Bartholomew massacre of 1572. Then we see many similar developments. And then we have a calling. When the Lord richly blesses us outwardly, then let us liberally support those organizations. There are many also in our country that are striving to uphold biblical truths, biblical lifestyle, the family circle, and striving against transgenderism. They are striving for our freedoms. Let us then liberally support those organizations while it can yet and it may yet, because there shall soon come a time that it shall be too late. And now Jeremiah, in this chapter, he was not preaching against heathens, but the chosen people of the Lord under the external administration of the covenant of grace. Ah, oh, we have said it. You can understand that many times. How discouraged, how disappointed that Jeremiah was when he has brought the word of God, and that people were so proud they blatantly refused to listen. But there were also encouragements here and there that made the prophet happy. The old apostle John, in 2 John 4, when he has written to that lady, then he has stated, I greatly rejoiced when I found of thy children walking in the truth. Oh, then we think of Jeremiah 35, sons of Jonadab, Rechabites, and the prophet has tried them, but he says, no, our father has instructed us, and we must be obedient to our father. that must give the prophet rejoicing. And in Jeremiah 38, when he was put in that pit, then there was a black man, an Ethiopian, Ebed-Melech, that has come with 30 men and took the prophet out of the pit. Our second thought, at timely summons, requesting the Lord's glory, then under the approaching judgments, then we hear a solemn summons, give glory to the Lord your God. Of course, the Lord is perfect. His glory can never be increased, but that means that the Lord's glory, that it may be extolled among our fellow travelers, that they may also be given to give glory. Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness. Give glory to the Lord your God. That is Thanksgiving Day. Of course, every day. But still special days we have heard in this morning of that special Thanksgiving Day of the Israelites. Have you given it some thought? What the Lord all requires in our basket? Have there been exercises with it? Because the Lord above all things requires our heart. And in Psalm 51 verse 17, a broken and a contrite heart the Lord shall not despise. Give glory to the Lord your God. And how must the children of Judah now give glory unto their God? Then they must honor his law, honor his word, keep the Sabbath day holy, obey the commandments, be much in their inner chamber, coming with all their needs. Because when a people may come oftentimes at the footstool of that great God, asking him for great things, but even for the smallest things in their lives, that reveals that they are dependent, then they are given to acknowledge that every gift comes from above, that the Lord is our life in his hands, then further given glory, a tender and a close life, reverence his house, that we are given among the family circles in the community, to reflect the holy word of God. And in the time of Jeremiah, then there was much secret trusting in Egypt, that Egypt would deliver them when Nebuchadnezzar would come, give glory to the Lord your God, further given glory, also acknowledging that the Lord is just, agreeing with his judgments, of falling under his judgments, and yet begging the Lord for a little mercy. Were the Lord the tender multitude of his mercies, and he is very long-suffering, given glory to the Lord, obeying the summons of the prophet, and especially among the children of Judah, idol worship, Oh, then they would glory the Lord when a father as head of the household, what a responsibility he has concerning his wife and children, that such an idol would be cast out. Glory to the Lord when exercised with the coming of his kingdom. Here, give glory to the Lord your God. That is in the present tense. Cannot wait. Must not be in the future. Have you thought, congregation, what shall this coming season now hold in? Shall our lives be spared? What solemn callings. And young people, then you cannot say that only applies to older people. Young ones have also been taken out of our midst. And now, because in our text words, give glory to the Lord your God, two befores. Thus that means that the case is urgent, that it needs to be today. We do not know what tomorrow shall bring forth. And now the Lord grants this precious time of grace that we may receive a little beginning to give praise to the Most High God, and that in the way for the works of providence, and above all concerning the works of grace. Give glory to the Lord your God. How has it been in this day? How has it been in the week gone by? Have we now been exercised with Thanksgiving Day? The midst of the trials, the losses, the mourning, then the Lord is still given, because we have not heard in this morning that the Lord said to the children of Israel, when you have troubles, losses, and mourning, that excludes the basket. Still required. How difficult it may be. Oh, think. What a grace of Job. And Job 1 verse 21. The Lord has given. The Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give glory unto the Lord your God. And congregation, the Lord shall receive his glory from each and every one of us, whether it is in the way of his mercy or in the way of his justice. But the Lord shall be glorified. Oh, may we be given to bow at his footstool and say, Lord, may it now please thee to grant unto me, a poor sinner, what thou requires by thy Spirit. Let us first sing. Psalter 436, the three stanzas. Praise, praise ye all the Lord of lords. All ye his servants, bless his name. Ye that at night his watch maintain, extol his services with fame, and what follows. 436, the three stanzas. Jeremiah's fourfold summons for Thanksgiving Day under threatening judgments. An urgent summons to listen to the Lord's word. A timely summons requesting the Lord's glory. And now in the third place, a gloomy summons concerning the Lord's judgment. When the children of Israel, when they would continue to refuse to listen to the word of the Lord by the mouth of the prophet, when they would refuse to glorify their God and bowing under his words, under all the callings, 'tis the general way that the Lord holds with the people, and that he first sends lesser judgments. Read thereof in a special way in Amos 4, but also in the time of Jeremiah, the first captivity in the year 605, the second in 597, and then 11 years later, because of their unrepentance, then Nebuchadnezzar has come to destroy city and temple, and many were taken into captivity. Oh, hear ye the word of the Lord. The Lord is so patient with the children of men. He calls in so many ways by his word, by his goodness, by providential afflictions, by death. He speaks through our conscience. But if the Lord is not glorified, what a blessing it is when there may be souls, when they may become the guilty one. A Jonah. Lord, thou receiveth so little glory when it becomes guilt. But now we read, before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while ye look for light, he turned it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. Thus those high mountains, they stand between the fulfilling of our desires. And we see in our day, when we consider our country financially, do not have to go to business college to understand when a country continues to go into debt further and further, and then the leaders know solution, but also morally, when the family is broken down. I read in Psalm 111 verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the devil is busy to destroy the family circles. If we think of the Netherlands, therefore families where mothers remained at home to take care of the children according to God's word, then the tax system in the Netherlands penalizes those families for mothers remaining home. Then by renewal, Let us not be silent. We have mentioned it this morning, a blessing and a privilege that we have men involved also in the political sphere, and that we stress the importance of the family circle before and make it gross darkness. We shall not multiply it out further. Read about World War II. Many warnings. Also, Winston Churchill has warned different countries of what was transpiring, seemed to fall on deaf ears. And then when the war came, what a prayers were sent up to heaven by wives, family circles, concerning husbands and sons on the war field. What a death and what a warning, mourning. Our last thought, as sorrowful summons from the heart of the Lord's prophet. Then we would hope that verse 17 would break the hearts of the children of Judah, because then the prophet has said, but if ye will not hear it, and Jeremiah had reasons to fear that they would not hear. How is it with Pitcher Butte? Because I read in chapter 5, verse 3, thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive instruction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Then we can picture the prophet Jeremiah. Chapter 9, verse 1. Oh, that my eyes were a fountain of tears. Weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Then Jeremiah said to Judah, if ye refuse to hear, if you refuse to give glory, if you refuse to repent, if you refuse to weep, then I hope to weep for you. And those were not shallow words. And why would the prophet weep? The first place, the Lord's flock, the Lord's glory. His God was not honored. His Lord did not receive the glory which he was so worthy to receive. And in the second place, because of the consequences, can compare it. Maybe there are a few fathers and mothers. That of prodigal sons and daughters have lovingly admonished many tears, but the children continue how bitter that is for a father and mother. And so we may see the prophet Jeremiah, but if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. It was on account of that godly sorrow. Oh, Jeremiah, he has learned much. The bitterness of sin, the fruits thereof, and that the judgment shall come, and my eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears. Thus, Judah, you shall still have a weeping prophet and a begging prophet, asking the Lord for a little mercy. The next chapter, we read of a great drought. And what a fitting and what a profound prayer in the verses 7 through 9. And then a greater judgment yet with that weeping prophet, those bitter tears. The Lord has seen it. The Lord has heard the prophet. There came a time, pray no more for this people. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and my eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Lord, what shall the heathen say? What shall the enemy say? What shalt thou do with thy great name? The Lord grant in this season that there may be those sighers and weepers. May it please the Lord to grant unto us and our children that we all may be more a separate people. We have heard it yesterday evening, what is required. And then we read, and make it gross darkness. We refuse to give glory. Then the Lord at his time shall send the angel of death. And then we shall come in eternal darkness, where there shall be cursing and weeping, where there shall never be a sunset. And now for a people. Ah, the Lord grant by his Spirit that many among young and old may be exercised with these matters. Also concerning darkness, because the Lord has a people that learn what unthankful creatures they are. And that is a people that is much exercised with that eternal darkness. Because in eternal darkness, in hell, then God shall not be glorified in all his attributes. And now the Lord has a people. Oh, that is the most bitter thought. Lord, shall I now have to curse thee in hell where thou hast been so good and so merciful. But now the wonder. Oh, there has come one that has hung for 3 hours in pitch black darkness. The Lord Jesus Christ has taken all the sins of his people upon him. Oh, I have glorified thee. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And to that end, for that people, oh, they become so exercised with the mountain of God's justice. There is a Christendom there just like a frog. They jump over it. But the people of God learned that Christ shall be revealed from behind the justice of God. May it please the Lord to remember us and our children in this season and this solemn time. The Lord grant many weeping Jeremiahs. May the Lord be praised by us. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. The Lord prepare us to meet him in righteousness and peace. Amen. Let us close. Lord, the exhortation still comes unto us and our children to give glory unto thee. Thou granteth unto us and our children so many reasons to do so. Lord, to that end, work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit. When it is the season that thou hast appointed, that we shall be ushered into eternity, may we be prepared. Wilt thou remember in the furtherance of this week, remember the consistory when they hope to meet tomorrow evening. And wilt thou also remember the house visitation that hopes to commence. Wilt thou help the consistory, help the congregation, and that it may be heard that thy kingdom, thy glory, a special place in our personal life, exercised thereby and room made for that precious mediator. Wilt thou now bring us safely home? Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 221, let us only sing 1 and 3. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling, shine thou from above. And what follows, 221, only 1 and 3. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.